Be'ez Hashem Zbaruch, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in Amos Hilchos, Avol and the Laws of the Morning, the Sefer Shevet, Book of Judges, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the Halacha of mourning, specifically regarding which relatives does one mourn for and does one make himself tummy for, as Rambam gives Halacha off regarding the mourning over relatives. Elu sha'odim chayv l'sabalim din teru, the following individuals, there's a biblical obligation for a person to mourn over them. Imer v'av, his mother and his father, v'noi b'ito his son and his daughter, and his paternal, meaning they share the same father, brother and sister. Now, from rabbinic law, is that a man should also mourn over the woman that he's married to, and so to a woman, to her husband, also to his maternal brother and sister. This is from rabbinic law, that if they share the same mother, halacha base. Now, even the kohen that does not make himself tummy to his maternal brother, or his married sister, even though it's his paternal sister because she's married, even so, that he does not make himself tummy to them, he does mourn over them. Now, if this married sister was paternal from the same father, then he has a biblical obligation to mourn over her. If it's his son or his brother, that was born to a maidservant, I mean, it's the same father, but the father had a wife that was a maidservant, or menachas, from a non-Jewish woman, in Mesabalim Klal, he does not mourn over them at all, because it takes after the mother, and it's not considered his sibling or son at all. Let's say him and his son convert, or him and his mother get freed from slavery. They don't mourn one for the other, because they're considered like Kukkot and Chanel, they're like they're not related at all. So too, if it's his wife, but he's only engaged to her, does not mourn over her, does not have the halacha of aninus to be forbidden in certain eating of kachim and other things. She does not become an aninus over him, and she does not mourn over him, because the Torah says kim l'sheir hakarvei lav, an arusa is not karvei lav, it's only when they are intimate, when they get married, not when they're engaged. Halacha dalad continues regarding the laws of mourning with one's relatives, not over them, and that is, any relative that a person has an obligation to mourn over them when they pass away, so then he actually mourns with them in front of them, from rabbinic law, when they are in mourning. Let's say his son's son passes away, or his son's brother, which is from the maternal brother, where the brother is not his son, or his son's mother, which it was his wife that he divorced, which he doesn't have a halacha of mourning over her because he's not married to her anymore. So it's only because it's his son's mother. And any one of these, he has to tear his garment in front of his son, and to conduct himself in mourning in front of his son, because he would have to mourn over his son. So he mourns with his son when his son is mourning over his close relative. But not in front of his son, he has no obligation. So too is regarding other relatives. For example, let's say his father's father passed away, or his mother's father passed away, and so on. Since he has obligation to mourn over his parents, when they're in mourning, he mourns with them in front of them. Halacha hey. Now, ishtei hanesur, regarding the woman that he's married to, af bishu mesabel, although he mourns over her when she passes away, ein mesabel ima al shal kareivim, he does not mourn with her over the death of her other relatives, ela alaviyah val ima, only for the death of her father and her mother. His shver and shviger, his father-in-law and mother-in-law. Mishum kvedish, and that's for the honor of his wife. And therefore, no yigavel zalim b'fanel, he conducts himself with mourning over them in front of her. Kids at house, so misha meis chama v'chameiso, if his father-in-law and mother-in-law pass away, so then kvedish mitas, he'll turn over his bed, v'no yigavel zalim ishtu b'fanel, and he'll conduct himself in the laws of mourning with his wife in front of her. But loy, shalom b'fanel, but not when it's not in front of her. So to the woman, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law pass away, she'll conduct herself with mourning in front of her husband. But regarding other relatives, for example, let's say his wife's brother or her son from a different marriage passes away. Or a woman, that if her husband's brother passes away or his son, then they don't have to mourn one over the other. It's only for parents. So too, it appears to me, says the Rambam, that if, let's say, his relative's wife passed away, or his relative, that's the female, her husband passed away. For example, let's say his son's wife passed away, or his daughter's husband, his son-in-law or daughter-in-law, In the Chayav L'Sabalem, there he does not have an obligation to mourn over them because he does not mourn over relationships, only those that come directly through blood, not those that come through marriage. Something like that, for example, let's say his brother's wife or his sister's husband, those things he would have, although he mourns over them, he wouldn't have an obligation to mourn with them over those types of relationships. Halach above, regarding the mourning of a Kayin and his making himself tummy to his relatives. So kamachamur mitzvah abelis. How severe our meaning is and important is the mitzvah of a mourning. Why? Shari nitchis lehatuma, because a kohen who's forbidden to make himself a tameh, that iser gets pushed away, nekreivav, because his obligation that he has to his relatives, kreishis asikimam, so that he should be busy with their burial, v'isabalim, and that he should mourn over them, shem like it says in the pasuk of Yikra. Kiyim l'sha'idai ha'kar b'lav, although he's not supposed to make himself tummy, except for his relatives that are close to him, l'imay, to his mother, regrim, etc., lo yitama tahar, he should make himself tummy, which is a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive commandment. Shlem shim l'irotz l'tama, because if he does not want him to make himself ritually impure, mitamanos al-karcha, we forcibly make him tummy. Now, b'med ramum, when we say this, the kanam are commanded to make himself tummy to the relatives, is b'zecharim shehuzer ala tumah. It's actually for the males, who they're actually prohibited to make himself tummy. They actually are commanded in these situations that they have to make themselves tummy for the relatives. Avalakoyanois, but the female from the Kohanic families. Hoyl ve'en musaris al tumah, since they're actually not prohibited to make themselves tummy. Kain ein mitzuvus l'stam l'krim, they actually don't have the inverse of the mitzvah of subsequently making themselves tummy to relatives. Elam ratzu mistamis, if they want to, they can make themselves tummy. V'mlav l'mitamis, but if they don't want to, they don't have to make themselves tummy. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the relatives that a person is obligated to make himself tummy. So ishto shel kohen, a wife of a kohen, mistamil al karcha, we force him to make himself tummy tahar. Ve'en mitamil al medev seifim, although this making himself tummy tahar is only from rabbinic law, because asu kemes mitzah. Rabbinically, they made her like a dead person that's a mitzah to bury them, that no one's around to bury them. Why is that? Kivin she'en lo yarish alahu, since no one's inheriting the woman but her husband. Like Tim Tumishay Sasik, but no one's going to want to be busy, engaged in this obligation of burying her and spending all that money, because he's the inheritor. Ve'en mitamel nesobovat, but he only has this obligation when he's married to her. Avala Rusa, but he's only engaged to her. Ein mitamela, then he does not make himself a tamita, because he actually does not inherit her. Actually, her family does, and therefore they're going to go ahead and have an obligation to bury her. Halacha ches, v'chein kol oisim sha'amr, so to all those that they said, that there's no mourning over them, like those we said that are executed by the courts, what we said in the previous parak, those who left the path of the Jewish people, of Anafalim, or the stillborn, someone committed suicide. Although it's in Akana Metamalahem, the Kan don't make themselves tummy to those individuals. Now, up until what point is there a mitzvah for this kind still to make himself tummy to his relatives? It's Ad Shei Sasa Magil, all the way up until the dirt is closed onto the grave. Of Ma'achash and Magil, once the grave is closed, Adim Kishar Kalamis, now they're all like all other dead people, Shem Nitmahem, that if he makes himself tummy to them, even if it's his close relative, like he's going to get lashes. Now, Allah attests, Ishtay Habsula, his wife, that's actually forbidden to him, he was not, it's a prohibition to marry her, in Mitamala, he actually does not make himself tummy to her, because since he has the obligation to divorce her, she's like not his wife. Lefikach, therefore, you have the following situation. Misha Shamash Shemu Shemes Bala, if a woman heard, her husband had gone overseas and she didn't hear, and then she heard a report that her husband died. So when this is, she got remarried. Uba Baila, turns out that the husband's still alive and he comes back to town. Shneim ein mitamala. Her two husbands, the first and the new one, cannot make themselves a tamitar. Shadihi psula shneim, because she's invalid to both of them. Because that's the halacha, the Baal and the Baal, she becomes forbidden to when she committed adultery, although he was by mistake, but she did. Avla tamahu li'imoy. So although a man cannot make himself to his wife, that is puzzle. But he does make himself tummy to his mother, afpi shechalali, even if she's a pasula, where she was a child of a forbidden union of a kohen and a grusha, still it's his mother. So to make himself tummy to his son, to his daughter, to his brother, to his sister, afpi shemsulma, though they're invalid, it's only that halach is only for the wife. Even though they're illegitimate from a chiv karis of a generic isser in the Jewish people, metamalem still makes himself tummy to them. Halach yud, achoysa nesua, his married sister, although the sister is one of those he is, but if she's married, he does not make himself tummy to afpi shenesula koin, even if she's married to a koin. Shemek says in the pasuk, habesula hakrevelab, the virgin that's close to him, ashla hoysel ish, that was never married to a man, that's the sister that he makes himself tummy to. So what does the pasuk mean? When it says habesula, the virgin, that's prat la nusa mafuta, that's excluding a woman who is raped or seduced, ultimately she's not a virgin. Yochashani Moitzes Begeris. So you would think, okay, I would also exclude a Begeris, which is a girl like 12 and a half, where her virginity gets lost simply because of her maturity. Or Mukas Eitz, or if let's say a piece of wood was lodged in and caused the loss of her hymenal muscle and not a virgin anymore. Tamalema, as the Pasuk says, no, Ashul Ahoitz Lish, that was not intimate with a man. Mishab Yasa, but the Ish, it's only if she lost her virginity by being intimate with a man. Now, when the Pasuk says Ashul Ahoitz Lish, the term Hoysa Havaya always connotes Kedushin, that she was not married to a man, Prat La Rusa, that excludes if she was only engaged. Where She'ena Matamala, where he does not make himself tummy to her, because she was engaged. And even if she's engaged to a kohen, once she gets engaged to someone else, forget about married, even just engaged, the brother, the kohen, is not going to make himself tamita. However, if his sister got divorced from the engagement, then metamele can make himself tamita, because shenemet says in the pasuk akroy be'lov, that's close to him, which lahavesa megadesh has been erusin, which comes to include if she was divorced from engagement where she was distant, now she's close. In contrast to marriage, where then she's not considered as a basul anymore, but here it's only because the haisa, where that would be included from akreba love, if she got divorced from the engagement, then he would be able to make himself tamitar. Halachid based. Achiv achisa mi'imai. His maternal brother and sister, they only share the same mother. Ein matamlam, he cannot make himself tamitar, because shenem, like it says in the pasig, and who is that acquaints matamitu? To his son, to his daughter, to his brother, to his sister. Now we compare it to the first one mentioned. Ma benoi, just like a son haroi lirushase is fit to inherit him, like a son is generally. Af achav achayse rum lirushase, the brother and sister that we're including has to be fit to inherit him. Well, that's only paternal relationships, not maternal relationships. Halachi gimel. Hasfekas, when there's situations of doubt, in mitamlehem, the kohen does not make himself tummy to them. Kishnam it says in the pasuk lo yitama tahar, he should make himself tummy. What's tahar? Mitamu alavade, he makes himself tummy only on the definitive relationship. Vein mitamal asavik does not make himself tummy when it's doubtful. The fikach therefore have ladish in the sabbath when you have babies that were born and they got mixed up at birth. Or v'haben, or you have a child through savik ben shibla achren or ben tishla rishon. What happens is that his mother didn't wait the requisite 3 months from her first husband when she got remarried and she gave birth. You don't know, is it 9 months from the first husband or 7 months from the second husband, where you don't know which is the father, and here you have a son, anything similar like that, in the time of the kohen does not make himself tummy to that doubtful relative. Something applies to the wife where he's mitami. Any woman that's divorced with a doubtful divorce, because we're not sure whether closer to him or closer to her when he threw the get to her, maybe get puzzle, or when you have certain types of invalidated documents of get. For example, there is witnesses, but there's no date. The halacha is initially not supposed to get married, but if she does, she doesn't leave the new marriage. So in those situations, in the matamala, he's not making himself a tamita because biblically it's a kosher get, and he's not going to make himself a tamita to the woman that he divorced because it's not his wife anymore. So in those situations, that they're suffic, cannot make himself a tamita. Lachi dal. Ein akoyim matamala even menachayim av. Although he says matamis of his father, but to a limb from his living father, which was cut off from his father, a kohen cannot make himself a tummy to that, which that is metame. And v'loyle etzim atzmas av, neither can make himself a tummy to a bone from his father's bones. V'chein hamalakir atzmas av, so if someone's gathering the bones of the father, let's say want to move the burial place, in metame lehem, cannot make himself a tummy to them, av v'bish ha-shidrik ha-yemes. Even though the spine is intact, that's not enough to permit him to make himself a tummy to them, because he can only make himself a tummy to the entirety of his father, not missing anything. If his father's head was decapitated, his father's head was cut off, in a metamala, he cannot make himself a tamitim. Hashem, like he says in the Pasuk, la'av, to his father, is been matru shalom only when he's intact. But lib is matru chas, not when he's lacking, let's say when his head or something is missing. B'chein shar kavim, so to all, regarding all his other relatives, only when they're intact. Now the Rambam continues regarding that this permissibility of being metamit to the relative is what's called d'chuya, and not hutra. It's pushed away, and it's not a total permissibility. This that he can make himself tummy to relatives is pushing it away, this isr, but it's not a carte blanche permissibility to say, okay, now that he has his relative that's dead, there's no isr tumma for the kohen on that day when he's burying his relative. That's not the case. Therefore, a kohen cannot make himself tummy to a dead person, even when he's making himself tummy at the time when he's burying his relative. Shemekah says in the pasuk, "Lo yitama tahar, he can make himself a tummy," which is ainu matama lachem mima. It's only tahar to the relative, but he cannot make himself a tummy to others at the same time. Meaning, shelo yomer, he shouldn't say, "Look, Since anyways, I'm making myself tummy for my father. At the same time, I'll gather the bones of that other person. I'll touch that grave. No, and I'll do that. Therefore, if a kohen has a relative that passed away, he has to be careful to cover. He has to bury him at the end of the cemetery. Why? He shouldn't go into the cemetery so that he shouldn't make himself tummy with other graves when he's burying his. Because although he's allowed to bury his relative, but he cannot make himself tummy from other graves even at the same time.